First, it's the highest level meeting that any American official has ever given to President Ahmed. So that's important. It clearly underscores the interest that the United States has in reaching some sort of satisfactory resolution to the conflict in Somalia, and the amount of at least moral support and material support that the United States is now putting behind the transitional federal government, which is greater than on any previous occasion in recent years.
Now, Mrs. Clinton is quoted as saying the U.S. is pledging to expand and extend American support for Somalia's transitional federal government.
Well, expand could simply mean increasing the amounts of, one, humanitarian assistance or even semi-development aid, although there's precious little of that being done in Somalia. That's been going on for many years, including under the Bush administration, and it's been significant. Also, it could mean expanding support for the African Union force in Somalia. That's been going on for a number of years, too, and it may mean upping the amount of financial support for it. The new part of the equation, or relatively new part, is the military assistance that was announced more than a month ago, which my understanding is, contrary to the press reports, that it amounted to about $5 million and 80 tons of largely ammunition and small arms, which was passed through the African Union force to also be used by the transitional federal government security forces. It may mean an increase in that military assistance, although she clearly did not specify that. And there are no details as to whether there will be any increase, but it may very well indicate that. The other new part of the equation that has been coming out in the last couple of days is apparently a small training component that the United States is involved in for transitional federal government security forces in Djibouti. Now, we know that other countries have been doing this, and the UN has been doing it in terms of police training. But it looks like the U.S. may be playing a small role in this also.
Now, during the Bush administration, the previous administration, some had criticized it for weakening the State Department in favor of the Pentagon. And in a recent interview I did with someone, they still said the State Department was rather weak and that the Obama administration was still relying, maybe too much in their view, on the military option in Somalia. What's your view?
I'm not sure I accept that. I'm not sure I accept the criticism for either the Bush or the Obama administrations. There are significant limits as to what you can do in Somalia, and I was critical in the past of five aerial attacks inside Somalia aimed at terrorists. It's not clear how successful most of those were. And I think those aerial attacks during the Bush administration created such a backlash that, assuming that they did some good in terms of hitting intended targets, they probably did more harm by alienating large numbers of Somalis and as a result of collateral damage. So in that sense, there may be a change of approach in the Obama administration. Certainly there have not been any of those attacks since Obama took office. On the other hand, the Obama administration has started providing military assistance, which was not being done during the Bush administration, which would suggest a strong Pentagon role. But if that's what is required to keep the transitional federal government up and functioning, then I think it's hard to criticize it.
The reports following Mrs. Clinton's meeting with the Somali president also say that the Secretary of State is warning Eritrea that it could face penalties if it supports Somali extremists.
Yes, and that's an important factor. That's not new. That also occurred during the Bush administration. The difference is that during the Bush administration, the threat was, and indeed the wish was, by some people in the Bush administration to put Eritrea on the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism. But the shift seems to have been more to taking it to the United Nations and perhaps threatening sanctions rather than just putting Eritrea on a list of state sponsors of terrorism if it continues to provide assistance to the extremist organization Al-Shabaab. no one has really tipped their hand as to which direction this might go.